Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Pop Culture Stars as we kick off 2019. It's going to be an interesting year, we can tell, and a lot of interesting things are going to be happening. We'll be following those and everything. But it's great to have the whole crowd with us tonight. Proud to have every one of you on here. First of all, good evening to Papa Stro. I know you had a little bit of a rough couple days here, so how's everything with you? And fill us in if you would, please.
Well, I'll just start off with a couple of things. First off, big thank you to the Globe for doing an article on myself and the Jacksonville Comic Con over the holidays in their Carolina Insider section. Big thank you to the Globe, Camp Lejeune, Jacksonville Comic Con, and everyone in the Jacksonville-Onslow County area for making all that happen and making that possible. Second off, I'm sure most of you listening this have known by the day, my good friend, Mean Gene Okerlund of many years, has passed away. A gentleman who I've had the pleasure of working with through the years, as well as pretty much looking up to even before we even met, through his early days with the AWA, WWF back then, which is what we know now, WWE, as well as WCW. And he was class act all the way. I mean, many great times with him and the late Bobby Heenan. Always put a smile on your face. Him and Heenan were like the few people that really made me feel welcome and at home and, you know, during my time in WCW. And just class act people all the way. And always full of laughs, always takes time out to say hello. And the stories I can tell about me and Gene, so many, which I'll be mentioning on my podcast tomorrow night, WCW Retro. But me and Gene, he touched a lot of lives on and off set, and with wrestling and many personalities around the world. So he'll definitely miss. He's definitely will always remember as one of the all time greats.
He was certainly something. He was so entertaining, so much fun to watch, and that great dry humor of his was just too much fun. It really was, and I remember watching him as a kid. He was great. So thank you for that spot on Mean Gene Okerlund. He will certainly be missed. What a good guy. What a really good guy. And thank you very much for that, and we sure do appreciate you bringing that to us tonight. And look forward to hearing more Mean Gene stories tomorrow night on WCW Retro, 9 p.m. Eastern on VSC Nation. So that's a good one. Thank you, Papa Stro. It's a tough one, but I know we're going to make him proud tonight, tomorrow night, and for a long, long time. So thank you very much for that. We appreciate it, okay?
Thanks a lot.
You are welcome. David Atwell, author at large, how are you doing tonight?
Looking real good. Trying to get things going here in 2019, and been a little under the weather, but not totally out of commission. Like to throw in the follow up what Stro was saying about Gene Okerlund, who was definitely one of the greatest, one of my favorites too, in all of wrestling. He was able to sell anybody. And, you know, you talk about wrestlers putting other wrestlers over. Well, if you really watch Gene Okerlund and didn't get away from the showmanship that the wrestlers were putting on during their interviews, and watch how Gene just plays into the character and sells, each of the wrestler for what they're – what their gimmick was and everything. And we got the news the day at work. Me and a couple of guys, we pulled off of one of the side offices there and pulled up. If you're having a bad day, and I've been doing this for a while, if you ever have a bad day, just YouTube Gene Okerlund laughing. And there's a bunch of interviews where he just busts out laughing at something that a wrestler had said. And it's some of the funniest stuff because you can see where he's just trying to hold it. And a lot of times he can't do it. And I was even watching one where they had Dave Schultz in there and they just had to pull Gene out of the whole spot because he couldn't quit laughing. But, you know, he was one of those guys that took the job seriously, but then not seriously. And, yeah, God rest his soul, man. We lost another good one. And I don't know, just like another day of his childhood seems to drift away, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm sure he's up there calling a match with Bobby right now. So, amen.
Absolutely. They keep on going.
Yeah, man.
They don't have to worry about us. They can just keep on going, which is great. They know what they're doing. So, yep. Three cheers to Mean Gene. All right. Good to have you here. Glad you're here. Under, over, or beside the weather, we're glad you're here. Todd, how you doing tonight? Up in, did you say you're in Cleveland tonight?
I am just outside the state on the lake, Cleveland, Ohio. I'm here visiting family, taking care of some medical issues. We're the mom and we're just we're all outstanding. It's supernatural to be here. Definitely not giving the bad news. Definitely not. That's old Gene, the love, positive thoughts, good karma out to all those that are impacted by that, not just our own Papa Stroh.
Can you open the door for me?
Absolutely. All right, well, we are certainly glad to have you here with us. And even if it's a mistake on the lake, it's not so horrible. There's good up there, and you're there. So thanks a lot for being with us. Liz, the Queen of Sparkle. Liz Brackett, how you doing tonight? Happy New Year. Liz with us? I thought I heard Liz.
Oh, we lost her.
Maybe we lost her. Maybe we'll see if we can find her. But anyway, tonight as we get started, we'll see if we can find her here in just a minute. I'm gonna ask Dave to start. Dave, what are some of the good things that we know to do this year? What's a good lesson for us, and what's a bad lesson for us? Tell us, and I'm gonna find Liz while you do that.
Ah, man, you know, we were talking about the day at work where the ability to not jump to conclusions. So many times you see, as a matter of fact, one of the greatest plot twists in the history of writing and movies and everything is Lord of the Rings, when you got Samwise and Frodo. You know, they've been friends forever, and, you know, been best buds in the Shire and everything, and they start going off, and they run up on Gollum, and they know Gollum for about 20 minutes. And Gollum taps Frodo on the shoulder and says, "Hey, man, Sam's trying to get your ring." And Frodo instantly just turns on Samwise. And, you know, you're scratching your head going, okay, if these guys were best buds for all these years, then he's going to trust something that this nitwit said, you know? So you find that too many people are quick to let somebody else make their opinions. And so, you know, this year, you try to cast a little wisdom into your judgments. Try to think things through. Try to be a little more responsible with your thoughts, responsible with your finances. And, you know, you be responsible with your health and everything else. I think a lot of times folks are just too knee-jerk, and it creates a hole that just does not shallow up for anybody. It'll continue to get deeper and deeper. So, you know, think things through, give it some thought, and try to find the good in it before you go spouting off on the social media or losing your mind otherwise. As for the bad things, it's amazing how we talk often about conspiracy theory on this show. And when we do it, you know, we're speaking on, you know, aliens, Bigfoot, you know, those types of conspiracy theories. But the bad things that people are doing out there these days, it's just a shame. And, you know, I say it quite a bit that I wouldn't be a conspiracy theorist if people weren't doing so many sketchy things. So when you see somebody doing this mess, being bad news to humanity, so to speak, and just get away from it. Don't associate yourself with it. Even if it costs you a lot in the heart, just get up and walk away from it, because there's enough bad in the world. We don't need to be adding to it or joining in on it. So just a quick thought.
All right, well, we'll try to make sure that we have fun with our conspiracy theories. How about that, Dave?
That's it.
We'll make sure we have fun with them, just because you gave us some good advice there. And I see that we have Queen of Sparkle. It looks like she has returned. Queen Sparkle, Happy New Year. How you doing?
Happy New Year. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Happy New Year, Liz.
Awesome. Well, first of all, I want to shout out a little love, Papa Stro, because I know everybody right now is in a time of need, and if they're in a time of need, I want to extend at least my heart and my hugs. So that's the first thing I want to cover. And the second thing is, I got to say, you know, I'm really enjoying the holidays this particular season. It's not exactly how I planned it to go, just like everything else, but I will say that not taking every day so seriously has been the best, I guess, piece of information that I can apply to 2019. I know the biggest thing for me anyways, besides, you know, outside the realm of my wife and my puppies and my family in that sense, is my mom is probably the happiest I've ever seen her in my entire adult life, and it's the little things that kind of open your eyes to things you might not necessarily realize you're overlooking every day. And so for me, not taking everything so seriously and just kind of relaxing and letting life be and kind of taking it in stride so that you can be the best you can be by dodging whatever obstacle comes your way. That's kind of like the 2019 motto that I have.
Nice.
And well said. Yep.
Good one, Liz. It really is.
Thank you.
I mean, we can sit here and be upset all we want to, but there's a lot of good out there. And I know one thing, when I have some bad, I like to go check in with my buddies, the Comic-Con stars and pop culture stars. And it's a lot of fun. You guys have a lot of wisdom, and it's a lot of fun being around you. And get me out of the regular day-to-day that can sometimes not be so good. But that's great. We are thrilled to have you as part of our club. It's a very small club, and we are glad to have you here. And by the way, I do want to do a shout out to Greg Bo Watson, one of our Comic-Con stars emeritus. His son just went into the Army today, so we are very proud of Greg Bo and Greg Bo's Madden son. And proud of him. He's going to do us all proud, and maybe we can grab him once he gets done with basic training. You know, we can grab him and talk to him and have Greg go as well. So that would be great. It's good when we reflect back on all of our good friends and see the great things that are getting ready to come up and happen. So that is just grand. So Liz, thanks a lot. All right, Dave. I'm going to get back to Dave. Thank you very much for your wisdom there on the on some things that we should do and things that we shouldn't do. Anna Nicole, I can tell you, Dave, I got a message from her, and she thinks that was a great thing.
Is that Anna Nicole Smith or?
Absolutely. Anna Nicole and Bigfoot are our two, they're our two mascots, right, Dave?
Yes, most definitely.
Okay, yeah. I was trying to find a body double picture.
Come on, you
hug
them and
pet
them, and oh, that's not what you meant.
That's it. What was Mr. Rogers, the land of make believe, you know?
That's a long. That was 2 years old. We'll probably keep Anna Nicole and Bigfoot around because they're just a lot of fun. So Dave, I guess we have your permission to keep those conspiracy theories around, correct?
Oh, absolutely. What else would I have to talk smack about?
That is exactly right. Well, now Dave, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna jump in here with a true story. You know, it's terrible in 2019 you have to say it's a true story versus a story. But
right.
So we're up there doing caricatures at the Independence Mall in Wilmington. Thanks, folks, for having us. It was a great time. Oh, my goodness. My alarm just went off. I don't know why. Anyway, thanks, folks, at Independence Mall for having us. So we're there. And a gentleman comes up, about 40 years old, with his father. He was at home in Wilmington taking his father around for Christmas and just having a great time and having to ask him what he did. He said, well, I was looking at your bank bag that says Lizard Man. I'm a park ranger, and you know much about Bigfoot. I said, oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. And so he told me something that I found very, very interesting. I don't know if you're aware of this, and I'm not going to tell which state. There's one particular state that at their annual park ranger training, they have Bigfoot 101 training. I said, you're kidding. He said, no, let me show you this upcoming year's training schedule. And lo and behold, it was a friend of mine that I know that's a Bigfoot explorer. It is doing Bigfoot 101 for the park rangers. And I'm going to tell you what, Dave. It was a little, I thought about you. You were the first person I thought about. Then the second one was, of course, Bigfoot. But I thought, wow, this is really interesting. People are taking Bigfoot seriously. So, yeah, not everything is exactly as we think it is. So just, you know, keep smiling. And who knows who we might have on here later this year, as long as we can get him a cell phone up there in Kingsport or wherever. But, yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. That was an interesting Chris. That was Chris on Christmas Eve, actually. I was thrilled. Bigfoot 101 training for the park rangers in one of our southeastern states. So he promised me a little bit more information on that. So there you go. So anyway,
well, if that wasn't a Christmas gift, I don't know what is.
I've had a few more, dear. I'll be glad to let those out of the bag here very soon. All right, Papa Stroh. Do you have what we should and should not do? I know we do appreciate the fact that you have had, we understand you've had a terrible loss because he was a good friend of yours. You and I talked about Mean Gene a number of times. And do you have any words of wisdom for everybody on Pop Culture Stars for 2019? Because you always seem to have just the right thing to tell us.
Well, if you see a Bigfoot, tell it to shave, for crying out loud. Get a haircut.
That's how it's hiding.
My God. I mean, Bigfoot should learn etiquette just like the rest of us. I mean, you get a manicure, get a comb over, I mean, whatever. Just go to your beautician. God, Harry Beast.
Well, from
come
a
on, this is 2018. This is like a
2018. From a woman's perspective,
like
I will say that's probably why we don't see any more Bigfoot.
That's right.
Because he's not very attractive, and he's not really putting out the right pheromones because he's not washing his nasty hairy behind.
That's
so
it.
That would be why it makes it elusive, because he can't procreate.
Yeah, any lady will tell Bigfoot that, really. I mean,
yeah, even
you know, a lot of people. Yeah, exactly. I could see Bigfoot trying to scare somebody, and they're like, come on, dude. You know, take a breath mint. You know what I mean? Take a shower. use something we call soap. And those gimmicks you call teeth, I mean, brush them. Colgate and Crest. I mean.
Here's a bottle of Febreze. Do something.
Right?
Water pick.
Wow.
Yeah, floss, please. Yeah, floss, for God's sake.
Floss.
All right.
For sure.
Trim that nose hair that's dangling down to your belly.
Mm-hmm. Or braid it. Make it, put some bows on the end. Make it look classy.
Well, yeah, look like a Rastafarian for crying out. Make it stylish, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Some dreadlocks.
Oh, and I got this new, like, beard glitter. Why don't that not nose hair glitter now? Not at least pretty it up.
Hey, if Joe Dirt can do it, big
fucking
do it.
Funny.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, that's some good advice for 2019 for sure. To a segment of our population that we tend to think about sometimes more than later. And all
and
that.
Shave that
so, yeah,
back, we're crying out loud. Hairy backs are just not an end thing anymore.
He should go with some waxing though. That'll last a lot longer, especially since he doesn't have access to running water.
Now, if he was going bald, you could dig his back hair and put it on top, you know, make up for the difference.
Oh, follicle transplants. I like it.
Yeah, no Rogaine for men for Bigfoot, that's for sure.
Nair for Bigfoot. Rogaine for bald.
Yes. Lots and lots of Nair. Lots.
Lots.
Who wears shorts?
He should have stock in Nair.
Okay, that is a very positive comment for an important sector of our community here at Pop Culture Stars. You better believe it.
And another thing, for crying out loud, go on a diet, for God's sake. This is way too big. And you should do more cardio, for crying out loud.
I mean,
quit
running, not
the whole time.
Right?
Right? Exactly. Not that power walking crap either. I mean, run.
Mm-mm. Now, you got to get your step count up, buddy, but you also got to get your heart rate up.
Exactly. He's just a lazy, hairy bastard. He's just a lazy, hairy bastard, man. I mean, gosh.
That's right.
He's just a lazy, hairy bastard. He should get to step in and do something with his life.
Exactly. That's why I'm telling you, that's why he's so elusive. He can't procreate because he's not attractive.
Yeah, his testosterone would suck.
I bet it does.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll do our best to think these thoughts and try to get them into Bigfoot's head.
Take a 5-hour or a Red Bull or something. Get him motivated. I mean, geez.
Got to get it motivated.
Right?
Okay. All right. Well, that's a great one. It almost scares me from talking about a scary cast tomorrow night when we actually are going to start monitoring a time traveler who has lots of predictions for the next 2 months. So we'll say
that's really great. That's great.
We'll say that
oh God. Oh,
it's
wow.
It's
going to
be massive. It just can't get any better than that. It can't get any better than that. But we'll wait till tomorrow night. Just everybody check Facebook on Scary Cast. But yeah, it'll be a blast. Well, Papa Stroh, those are good things for part of our community that certainly listens to Pop Culture Stars. And
he's
got to
go green.
That.
I mean, come on, eco to Bigfoot, please.
When we said go green, Bigfoot, we didn't mean stop washing your ass and have moles. We meant be polite.
Just taking up the plate, right? Exactly.
Yeah, he thought he meant his teeth.
He said I used the bathroom.
Well now this is interesting. I have a fleet. I have a group of cats walking toward me out as I stand outside. This is great. I guess they like Pop Culture Stars too. It affects everybody.
They're probably protesting Bigfoot.
Well, I hope they're not going to protest Bigfoot. Not such a bad guy.
They think you're a scratch and post.
Yeah, they're like the cows. Eat more Bigfoot. Don't eat the cows.
Oh, golly. Sounds like you're part of the Chick-fil-A marketing group there. Eat more chicken. But anyway, it's all good.
As long as it's not coming from the Yum Yum Chinese restaurant, you're good.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're outside the Chinese restaurant protesting.
Yum yum Chinese restaurant.
Speaking of Chick-fil-A.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of the old the wonderful chain that it is, for Stroh and Todd, of course, this will hit real close to home. The Chick-fil-A in the mall that was a hangout when I was in high school oh so long ago has been shut down. And when you go there by the corner where that Chick-fil-A was at, it's all boarded up now. And I don't know if it's coming back. It's all part of a result from the hurricane and everything. But, yeah, it's got pictures of it the other day where it was all boarded up, and a guy I went to high school with said another part of me's died. So, yeah, times are tough when a Chick-fil-A shuts down, you know?
It is. That's sad, man.
Brutal.
It really is, and but we got to thank Monster Pizza up there in Jacksonville for staying open and feeding the hungry masses during Hurricane Florence. I mean, you know, what great people there are, and we want to get up there, thank them, and maybe try to run a Pop Culture Stars episode from up there. I think it'd be great. So we'll see if we can't do. We'll put that on our bucket list for 2018, and I think that'll be a good thing. So did I hear Todd saying something?
Oh, I just think it's 19 instead of 18. Just a thought.
Just a thought. We all have good thoughts. Okay. Well, Papa Stroh, that is your positive commentary for 2019. We'll see how that works out by the end of the year. Hopefully, I'd love to go up to that Bigfoot training for the park rangers and see what they're talking about. I mean, I think that's highly interesting. That and they
you have to give us the 411 on that. You have to give us the 411 on that.
Cool.
Oh, I wouldn't miss that one for the world. Yeah, if I can get in on it. So I don't even want to say who it is, but as I said, it's actually a friend of mine.
Hopefully, they won't have an Sergeant Ermey. Students coaching you.
I can see that right there trying to ask for time off of work. Hey, I need time off of work to go to a Bigfoot school.
Okay. Well,
Full Metal wheel? Bigfoot.
Well,
let me see if I can get that one.
I've got
to get that one passed down. Walk up to her and go, hey, look, I need to be away for a week. So I go to Bigfoot Survival School.
I do not think you're shocked at work if I ask.
I like you. You could hang out with my Bigfoot.
That's right. From what I understand, all you need is glow sticks.
Are you sure you're not talking about a rave? That's totally different.
Yeah, glow sticks and a big imagination.
Glow sticks and a big imagination. The rave, I'll see if we can. You know what I got to get you for your birthday is a box of glow sticks, and we got to go out there. I was talking with somebody about where Bigfoot is seen, and there is no record that I can find of Bigfoot being seen on the coast. I mean, the only person that's ever seen Bigfoot down here is me.
And that's how ugly it was.
Yeah, I saw something walking across Highway 17 in Pawleys Island. I slowed down. The thing went back in the woods, and I decided not to talk about it until this weekend. And I said, well, you know what? May as well talk about it. Nobody's going to believe a word I say anyway, so may as well
talk
about
it.
You know?
Sure it wasn't the wolf man at night?
No, it was actually at sundown, and it was coming from the very coast part right there. As I was going south on 17, it was coming from the coast, probably no more than a mile from the ocean, just walking right across the street. Or the highway, and I slowed down and didn't get too close, and I explored it. This was about 2 years ago. I was a little scared. This was before the old Bigfoot Day even started, and I said, good Lord. But, yeah.
Maybe it was Thursday. I had to go to the store and get some booze.
Yeah, maybe he was some drunk guy walking around Myrtle Beach trying to figure out where he's at with copious amounts of back hair. There's a lot of them in Myrtle Beach.
No, this is Paulie's Island.
My apologies.
Be nice to Myrtle Beach. But, yeah, it was in Paulie's Island. It was like towards sundown, and I kind of couldn't believe what I saw. That's why I didn't talk about it. But I said, finally, heck, you know, nobody's going to care on this show. So, anyway. And then,
maybe it was a Wolverine from the X-Men.
Well,
he's a hairy guy, too.
Well, he really is, but I don't know. I think that if it had been Wolverine, he might have moved a little faster. So, but yeah, it was just the whole highway was.
If he was the heat, maybe.
Okay. All right. So we'll let that one move forward, and I'll put that on the bucket list to talk about later, if I can get any more corroboration on the South Carolina Bigfoot, but. But we'll see. There's a lot of interesting things out there, a lot of ghosts, a lot of crazy people, especially on this podcast, and a lot of fun people.
It's funny. It's funny how we always go back to Bigfoot. That's what I always like to go to.
You know, what is
all roads lead to Bigfoot.
We could be talking about Venus and Pluto. It's like, oh, by the way, wonder what Bigfoot's up to these days. Playing cards?
That's right. And,
rum, gin?
And then if we're not careful, Dave or I will talk about Anna. And because we love Anna Nicole Smith, and she is one of our mascots. In fact, oh, by the way, Dave, you do understand.
No, she is a hairy beast.
Can I be a little nice,
yeah.
Rob? But that is a bad picture.
No, I'm just being honest. I'm not being nice. I'm just being honest. She's hairy, man.
Okay.
Have you checked out those armpits?
Well, God.
Yay.
Yeah,
I mean,
she's got
that 70s, 60s thing going on, man.
You know, we got Anna on our Facebook page. She is on the banner. So, I mean, you know, her singing in an opera. I mean, what more can you ask for? Anna Nicole Smith singing. I did that
just
in honor of Dave. Do what? Do what?
Shave, baby.
Well, you know, she's got her finger pointing up toward the sky, so she must be looking at Bigfoot up there on the catwalk, you know, there in the theater. So,
oh, yeah. Love is in the air, man. Anna and Bigfoot.
Love is in the air. That's exactly right. Well, I mean, I guess we'll never get rid of Bigfoot on this show, because Bigfoot's kind of cool.
Now,
you know?
It's like the rash that never goes away, Bigfoot.
Yeah. Kind of like hepatitis.
I tell you what, we better not mention that at the Georgia Bigfoot Conference, which we may be able to announce in about 2 weeks. I don't know, golly.
The B-52s can make another hit single out of Bigfoot, you know. I can see it now.
Hey, I'll call.
They're from Georgia.
You know, we ought to get Kate Pierce from the B-52s up there. That'd be great.
Love that.
She'd probably love it.
Bigfoot Shack. Bigfoot Shack, baby.
Bigfoot Chocolate. Yeah. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
So you win.
Be as big as their lobster.
You are the absolute undisputed winner of the first show of 2019. Yes, Papa Stroh and Bigfoot. That's what I'm going to call it when we, you know, when I archive the thing and put it up on the web. I'll say Papa Stroh wins Bigfoot. His characterization of Bigfoot. Of course, we love it, Papa Stroh. If no one can make us laugh, it is certainly you. And we really appreciate that. So
I'd like to see Bigfoot breakdance sometime. That'd be interesting. Play some Herbie Hancock and have the Bigfoot like do the circle twisting dance, you know, break dance move.
I'm still trying to think of Love is in the Air. Golly, and we got to get Kate Pierce. I'll see if I can get Kate Pierce on the show. I got some friends down there in Georgia. She's in New York, as far as I know. We'll see if we can get Kate Pierce on here and talk about Bigfoot as she's heading down the Atlanta Highway. Lord only knows what they saw going down the Atlanta Highway there. So yeah, that would be great. Oh my goodness! And that's wonderful. And Liz, Now, do you have any further comments about Bigfoot?
Not really. I'm like a Bigfoot sponge. I just like absorbing everything I can learn about Bigfoot. I think if I were Bigfoot, let's just say, and I was looking for a specific beer, adult beverage, I would go with the Yeti because it has my likeness on it if I was Bigfoot. But as far as that is concerned, I did have an idea. Okay, so we were talking about how Bigfoot needs to shave and shower and all that other stuff earlier. What if the reason why he's elusive is because he does shave and shower? And, I mean, we'd have to check and see when the sightings coincide, but it could very well be he's masking himself as an NBA player when it's not, you know, hairy season.
Right.
Because if he is shaving, we would never know, right? Because he's just a tall dude if he shaves. Bald-headed, tall, big, you know, dude. Until he doesn't shave, and then it's like, oh, that is Bigfoot. Whoops. But if he's got his own kit, that's how he blends in.
Hey, Liz, real quick, Papa Stro, Godspeed. We'll see you next week, okay?
Next week, brother. Take care, Papa Stro. We love you, bro.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep. All right. All the best to Papa Stro. He's wonderful. And all right, Liz, please continue. We just had to say au revoir because he has to go on another podcast. Talk about Mean Gene Okerlund. We are always, always privileged to have Papa Stro here with us. So please continue, Liz.
Well, totally hearts are out there for Papa Stro, 100%, at least on my end anyway. But anyways, I was thinking maybe
across
the
board.
Yeah.
Across the board, hon. We're there for him.
Absolutely. And for every one of you guys, not just, you know, Stro, but you guys too, for me as well. But back to Bigfoot. So, like, my theory is maybe he's not as illiterate and as sociable and not technologically sound as we all seem to think a creature of that stature would be. Who knows? Maybe he is a highly intelligent being and knows how to blend in effectively. That's just a theory I have.
Well, actually, that theory is legit. And I do know Dr. John can talk to this about the shapeshifter.
Uh-huh.
John, I just...
Okay, Todd. Todd, what would you
I
like to
I just handed you one.
Do what?
About Bigfoot being a shapeshifter. I know that you went on another podcast and just dazzled with the concept.
Well, all right. Can I just blow everybody out of the water here right now? Can I go ahead and
go
give you a 60 second? Dave, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm shaking my head. I don't know if you could hear my brain rattling inside my skull right now.
All right.
So bear with me.
Here's what I think's going to happen. I think absolutely we're going to have some we've been getting too many good close-up pictures of Bigfoot in the last 3 months. And I think that when I run the Georgia Bigfoot Conference, we're going to have Bigfoot tours in Northeast Georgia and also right outside of Cherokee. And I have a feeling that we're probably going to come across a Bigfoot and we're going to have some video of an interaction with Bigfoot and humans. I think they're probably like ready to say, listen, guys, stop talking about me. We're for real. And I truly think that 2019 is going to be the year of Bigfoot. And we're going to have actually some legitimate footage of interaction between humans and Bigfoot. And that's all joking aside. It's no more than another species that is here in this country and is in many countries of the world. I know in Central Africa, they were talking about this mythical small Bigfoot. Turns out to be it's a gorilla. And they found it, and they captured one, and they've examined it, and it's the real thing. And Dr. John says, and I'll go online with two things. Number one, I think we'll probably run into one. We'll probably get some interaction footage. And number two, we'll probably back off like the government is. I think the government is stay away as long as there are no problems, there are no incidences, there are no people getting killed. I think the government has gone in and has tried to do some things that they shouldn't have. I've got way too many stories from my network of folks. So I think that if we find this year, like I think we will, an intelligent race, and we'll have some interaction footage, and I think it'll all die down. Now, I hate it because that'll be the end of the Tennessee Bigfoot Conference and the Georgia Bigfoot Conference, or Lord only knows it could get bigger and bigger and bigger. Who knows? But I think it's about time. You know, we all talk about these horrible things that are going to happen, all these things that are in the future. We're going to have an EMP and an electromagnetic pulse that's going to send us back to the Stone Age. We talk about all these things that are going to happen. But I think meeting with another intelligent species on the planet, I think that'd be a marvelous thing. So I'm going to be positive, and I'm going to say, you know, all joking aside, although we got to keep our Bigfoot Dave and we got to keep our Anna Nicole, but I am going to be looking for some body double pictures to prove my hypothesis about the Anna Nicole body double thing. But I think we might see in 2019, we're getting out there too much. Matt Delph is going to be working with us on that. Bigfoot Research, BFRO is going to be working with us, and I think it's about time we may see something. If we're going to see it, it's going to happen this year or next year. If we're not, we're not. But if we are, I think that'll be great, and we'll go from there. That's what Dr. John has got to say today, and I'll just keep looking, working, and even through my headaches, which are getting better, which are getting less and less, I'm going to keep looking for Bigfoot, even down here, and maybe one day I can find that bad boy from Pawley's Island. Because I certainly saw him walking across the road, at least I think I did. Dave, your comment, sir.
Well, you know, though I certainly and always appreciate your most esteemed and wonderful opinions, I don't care what none of y'all think when it comes down to Bigfoot, aliens, EDPs, ABCs, the Russians, North Koreans. The thing that's going to put humanity out of commission in 2019 is going to be lettuce. Lettuce. Well, what's going to bring human? It's
You're
amazing
not saying
how we can.
More for building a day, are you?
Yeah, we could put robots on Mars, and we can, you know, develop weapons of mass destruction, but. God forbid you put a slab of romaine on your damn ham and cheese. Romaine will get the last laugh when it comes down to humanity.
Dang, but, that's
okay,
a great
because
idea.
They won't put a porta potty in a field. I'm just saying. Put a porta potty in a field and watch how much of that goes away.
Dave,
let
I
us all
I
remain
think,
home, made, guys.
What did you say, Liz?
I said, let us all remain calm.
That's right.
Whatever
you do, don't be green about it.
What did you say?
It's a race with the dead jokes. You make me so proud.
Well, Dave,
no, seriously.
Dave, you might have said
it could be really fixed. Put some porta potties out there so the employment is, look, they're guys out there working are going to do what they do. They're going to pee where they pee. It's easy for us. It's what we do. But let me tell you, a simple porta potty will make a difference for everybody else, especially when it comes to a BM. And look at that. Our podcast has just gone to fecal matter.
That's it.
Lovely.
What's the matter? Fecal matter.
Fecal matters.
That's right.
Well, I shit you not.
Don't.
Yeah.
Well, this turned into a crappy conversation.
I'm going to have to stop this conversation, and I'm going to say the idea of a ham and cheese with romaine lettuce and Caesar dressing and some onions, Jesus, I mean, that is the best thing I've ever heard of, Dave. Thank you very much.
I'm going to
And
I'm
see,
gonna
the Romaine knows that. And that's how they get it. If there was
and
an evil plot.
And Dr. John is rummaging through his fridge right now.
That's just it. I mean,
all the ingredients.
You know,
you
see all these movies.
Sliced bread.
Like, you know, 007 has Dr. No, and he's building these, you know, submarines and these, you know, islands that turn into bases and everything. And you got all these, you know, Lex Luthor doing his thing. Me, if I was going to try to take over the thing, I would like paint boardwalk fries or something like that. Or maybe possibly put a little extra something in the Chick-fil-A dust. And, you know, when it comes down to mind control, because who don't dig boardwalk fries or Chick-fil-A, you know? And I think that's what they're doing with this romaine. I think there's some nefarious plot set up by the Bigfoots to take over, and they're going to kill us all off through leafy lettuce and our desire to consume it.
All right, well, Dave, next time I come up to Jacksonville, we're all going to get together, and we're going to have ham and cheese, submarines with romaine and Caesar dressing on them, and you're going to look at me and say, damn, this is the best thing I've ever had.
Leave the romaine off. I'm not going to fall for that trick.
Liz, I'll let you
so
know so that you can schedule us. Yeah.
Question about mass destruction / Bigfoot / government assistance and total carnage. Does anybody else have a theory about, well, for example, I will never get a flu shot. I don't care if they're government mandated or not. I won't get a flu shot.
Amen.
It's too easy. Yep. It's too easy for them to put whatever they want into it. So I'm wondering, just kind of go with me, suspend reality for a second. What if medical experimentation to create the initial flu shot is what created the first roundabout race of Bigfoot, and they were anomalies that had reactions and birth defects that they passed on to their children from the beginnings of medical testing? And we have fewer medical testings in that particular avenue. Now they just tweak what they want to tweak. So what if medical issues, testing and whatnot, is what created the Yeti, the Chupacabra, the Abominable Snowman, all these things? Trying to see if we can get wolf extracts to make a cure for scabies or whatever, and then the next thing you know, you have the Wolfman. You ever think about that?
Yeah, what's the cure for body lice? Growing a bunch of hair. Yeah, that's that'll fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Yeah. I'm
good
just saying.
Man. I mean, you know, could be
all these
anything.
Things are could be lab created. Yeah. But to back to my point, I won't ever get a flu shot because there's no telling if we just blindly line up like sheep to take the injection of whatever the government says they want to plug into our bodies. I'm not doing it.
Well, you ever
mass
notice?
Genocide will be so easy.
Yeah. Whenever people get flu shots, at least ways the one most people I know, whenever they get flu shots, they get real sick like 2 weeks
mm-hmm.
afterwards. And I'm going, now yep. why in the hell would you go about injecting the stuff? You know, it's one thing walking around and taking airborne and walking around with a Sub-Zero mask, trying your level best not to get anything from, you know, people at work that are sick and everything. But why would you intentionally take, that's like this shingles virus. I got shingles in 2015, and I'm here to tell you, that stuff is for the birds. That was one of the
that
worst experiences. Yeah, well, Todd, you've been through it too, man. Yeah. And, you know, they're always telling me, you ought to get a shingle shot. Why in the hell would I even remotely, if somebody said the state of Nebraska is the shingles capital of the world, I would so drive around the state of Nebraska for the rest of my life just because I don't want that crap again. So why would I intentionally get it in a vial and shoot it into my bloodstream? I mean, if I was going to do all that, I'd just go eat romaine. You know what I mean? Why would I do something that damn stupid?
Oh, Hey, let me slide in here real quick. Apologies, guys. I'm going to try to pseudo put us back on track. About lessons learned from 2018 taking them into 2019. And I'd like to think, let's just say I hope I can get better at this. This is, I do want people to beat themselves up a bit when they foul up. But I want them to do some honest-to-goodness analysis. I came to a bad decision. How did I come to that bad decision? Go back. Think it through. Apply some sagacity, okay? Yes, I want every single one of us to strive for perfection. And I want us to barely settle for excellence. Barely settle for excellence. Let's continue to get better. But really, analyze what you do. Yes, be damn critical of yourself. But be an honest critical. Have an answer. Do a full critique. You know, be your hardest evaluator. Make it easy for those that's on your evaluation, your fitness report, whatever the heck you want to happen to call it. I think we need to be our own hardest judge. But we need to be really good at evaluation and walking each and every one of those decisions that we take backwards. How did we get there? How did we reach this conclusion? All right. Now, where did I go wrong? What could be better? How did I miss that sign? What will help me pick up on a better sign next time?
Todd, I want to say something. When I had my insurance agency, the reason I got good, at the end of every day, I had always made a list of what I did, who I saw, what I said to them, what I did. And I was very, very critical about everything that I did. And it didn't take me 90 days to get really good at what I did. I was honest. If I did something wrong, I said, John, learn from your mistakes. Go ahead and say you made a mistake.
Yep.
And that was probably the most productive time of my life. I do it today. That's why 5 years later I'm still running Comic Cons and festivals, and they are growing. Because I sit down at the end of the day, and I am my own worst critic. And Liz Brackett, I'll bet you are your own worst critic when it comes to your art and what you do, aren't you?
Terribly. If you sit down and ask my wife, she's like, "You are terrible to yourself. Are you even your own friend?" I'm like, I can't be my own friend. I have to be my own boss.
You're your best friend because you tell yourself the truth.
I will piggyback off of what you were saying, though. I will say that, yes, it is good to be critical of yourself, but you also have to be kind critical. You can't be, "I'm just the biggest, you know, screw up in the whole world. I guess I should just quit what I'm doing because I'm not good at it." It should be like, "Okay, cool. So we didn't work out this way. So let's see how we can achieve the result we want." You got to be, you know, critical, yes.
Yeah.
And hard critical. But you got to be positive critical, because I made the mistake of living my entire life, essentially, up to a point where I was negative critical. And that is more discouraging than having someone else be negative critical. So if you're going to be your biggest critic, you have to be kind to yourself as well.
You got to change. You just have to change, right, Todd?
Yep.
Absolutely. You're building on it. Good intentions may be the paving stones on the road to hell, but let me tell you, the things we do, the things we beat ourselves up on, yeah, you've got to be hard, and you've got to do that, but you've got to be doing it to seek improvement, which is a positive thing. I'm going to get better. Okay, how the hell do I get better? I will tell you right now, and this is no bull. I talked with Yuki the other night. Just for the record, wife and daughter made it into Indianapolis 12 minutes early. It's been stinking great. I haven't seen my that part of my family, my wife, or any of my kids for that point, in the last 7.5 months, it's been absolutely spectacular to see them and have them here. But, you know, and I told her, I go, my life has changed so much. And we're sitting there and we're doing this and we're doing the podcast. And I know that every time we do a podcast, I'm like, God, I was good at this. I sucked at that. We're doing the things. I'm trying to hone my craft. And I, you know, I want to get better. I don't know how my life has changed to get here other than I just constantly seek self-improvement. And honestly, seeking self-improvement, a little bit of what Dave touched on earlier, it's the company you keep. So be careful.
Yes.
I mean, because I will tell you right now, we all know a boss that could have been better, just so I'm not being a complete dick. So we learn what not to do from those people. Learn what 100%. Not to do sometimes.
Yep.
A bad example, that's taking a bad example and turning it around into a good example. Find a way to make a positive.
Yep.
That sounds like you were on my last job with me. That's the one thing that I try to take from every experience. It's kind of like what you were saying. It's like when I'm in that position, because that is my goal, to be in the same position as the individual who I'll say was an issue for me. But once you're in that position, you know how that person in that position made you feel. You know how not to make the person who will futuristically be in your old position. You'll know how not to make them feel, because you've been the one on the receiving end of that negative energy.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
To paraphrase, what the hell, Guns N' Roses, I used to do a little wouldn't do it, a little got more and more. Just keep trying to get a little better than before. Now, mind you, that's a whole different context than they were talking about, but just keep trying to get a little better than before. Just keep trying. Or to use the Robert
Plant.
By day. Little by little.
Little by little. Now, I tell you what, everybody, we have got 1 minute left. And I'm going to say thank you to our panel because we've had a great talk. And I'm going to do two. I'm going to suggest two things. I want to take a vote. I'll talk to Brady Hicks on VOC Nation. I'll see if we can extend this to 90 minutes starting next week. Do all in favor say aye?
Aye.
At least that's an option. Yes, sir.
Okay, great. I'll talk to Brady Hicks, VOC Nation, who is kind enough to have us every Wednesday night. We'll extend this to 90 minutes.
Love
and
you,
we
Brady.
Will continue this. And we will continue this conversation next week about how to make 2019 better. And I'll even – and there's the British lady telling us we have got 90 seconds left. And, Dave, I will put up the new recipe for the ham and cheese Caesar salad submarine sandwich. And we'll talk – you and I can talk about that later. How's that?
With the death lettuce.
That's exactly right. Well, even if we have to put other lettuce – it sounds like a pretty good idea to me. So I want to say thank you to the pop culture stars, Papa Stro, who's off doing another show. I want to thank Dave Atwell.
We love you, Rob.
Todd Saxon. And I want to thank the Queen of Sparkle, Liz Brackett. I love all you guys to death. You put me in a great mood for 2019, so we're going to have a great one. Bigfoot says hello, and so does Anna Nicole, Dave. You know, we love them to death. And thank you so much. And we'll be back next week where I'm going to talk to Brady so everybody can count on 90 minutes of craziness from the one and only the pop culture stars. Bye,
woo!
Y'all.
Happy
all
birthday.
Right. Happy
y'all.
New Year, everybody.
Happy 2019, group. Love you much.
That's
big
good.
Hugs.
Baby.
And, well, where's she at?
Hello.
She's late for the gig. Okay, this is where the gag reel kicks in.
Keep talking.
Yeah, looks that way. It's a little awkward. No, you hang up first. We'll hang up at the same time.